Good morning. How many of you ever gone fishing? Gone fishing before? I've known people that cast out a line with no bait on the end of a hook, reel it in, and have a fish on the end. I've never had that happen, but others had had that happen, and I've seen it happen. These are people. Who are the people in the story? We have Jesus, and this is the Word of God teaching the Word of God. You come, you hear me or someone else give the Word of God, but that was the best teacher you could ever get. The Word preaching the Word. And then you had Simon. You'll see his name sometimes in Scripture as Simon. Sometimes you'll see it as Peter. Sometimes you'll see it as Simon Peter. Now, some scholars say when we see Simon, it's Simon is working in the old nature, the flesh. When we hear Peter, we hear of his spiritual. As all of us in Christ that receive Christ, we basically have two natures. The old nature we fight every day, and the new nature in Christ. Do you ever that happen? You ever seen, as Paul would say, I see things that I do that I shouldn't do, but I do them anyway. There's that fight. And so sometimes you'll see the name, and that's kind of what it's associating to, and when you see it in his life. You'll meet real quickly, you don't hear his name, but Andrew's there. Andrew was known as the one disciple that would lead people to Jesus. You want to find out about the Messiah? Come here. And he brought people to Jesus. And then you have the sons of Zebedee, James and John. They were what we would call professional fishermen. They knew how to fish. So we start off, and Jesus is being surrounded by this lake. It's the Lake of Gethsemane also, of Galilee. And here, he's being crowded by all the people who keep coming in wanting to hear his teaching, wouldn't you? And so they kind of crowd him where he's got no room. And he sees some boats. And he sees Simon's boat. And he gets in and tells him just to take him a little bit out from shore. Now, I didn't know, I learned even this week, that lake, that if you speak out and you're on the lake, it's like, the sound system, amplifier, thank you. And so the sound waves from the voice bounce off the water, and you can hear a lot better. I didn't know that. They didn't have things like we have today, like a Tony, due to sound system, mics, and all that. The men, the fishermen, were done for the day. It had been evening. They're washing their nets. We wonder why they're washing their nets when they said they didn't catch anything. It was a habit. The normal thing to do if you were a fisherman was to clean your nets. Why did you fish at night? Because the nets were made of linen. And for some reason, it was distracting in the day that the linen to the fish, they weren't going to come. Why did you clean the nets all the time? Because there was residue usually from your catches before, scales from other fish, and the fish could smell that, and they're not going to catch anything. But for whatever reason, they didn't catch anything. And Simon kind of gives you a little hint. We've been trying. We tried all night. In other words, Jesus, I'm tired. Okay? I worked a long day, Jesus. You ever had that happen? Worked a long day. You're tired. And it's like God speaking to your heart that you need to do something, and you're, you don't understand what I went through today, God. There's some nasty people out there. I'm out there with those sinners. I'm tired. Or, I worked at the church all day today. You know, some of you know what that's like, don't you? You're doing things for God, but you're tired. You were there all day doing the thing. I just want to relax. There are times where I just want to get home. Once I get home, and I just want to sit on my couch, and I don't want anything on. I just want to relax. And the cat will bother me. Move it out of the way. Says, here he is, and he's speaking to folks. And then when it's all done, disciples get something which is going to bless them. And he tells Simon Peter to go out to the deep. Fishermen didn't go to the deep. They went to the shore. They went at night because the fish would come in, and then you could gather them up. Now, the Lord Jesus is telling him, go out into the deep and cast your nets. And notice how he reacts. He says, Master, we've worked hard all night. We've caught nothing. In other words, you might know carpentry, and you might speak well and talk about the things of God, but we know fishing. We know what it's like. We're the experts. What you're asking us to do doesn't make sense. But there's a response that he gives. It's interesting, isn't it? It's kind of that when you read the story, but. He says, Master, you told us, so we're going to do it. A few weeks ago, Mary told the servants, when the water was turned into wine, what did she tell the servants? Do you remember? You didn't know you were going to get quizzed, did you? Do you remember? She said, whatever he says to do, do it. And Simon heard the same thing in his mind. You said it. I'm going to do it. Now, your challenge and my challenge when we live our day-to-day life is if God is speaking to us through His Word, through the power of the Holy Spirit, in our prayer life, in our conscience, and we know we need to do it, what should we do? Do it. And sometimes we wonder in life why we're struggling, why we're having difficulty. And we see in the passage in Isaiah, and we're going to see the same thing in Simon Peter, is that when we don't do it, or we think that we don't need to do it, we find out where we stand before a holy God. What did Isaiah say? He said, when those seraphim were coming around, I found myself a man of unclean lips. I am not worthy to see what I see or to be in the presence of the Holy One. And then notice what Simon does. He says, but because you said it, we're going to let the nets down. And when it was done, what happened? They didn't catch any fish, did they? Simon was right. Go back to the shore. Is that what happened? No. What happened? They caught fish. How much fish did they catch? Lots of fish. So much fish, it started to break the nets. So much fish, they had to call their partners in and say, come and help. You won't believe it. We got fish. And what happened? It filled both boats. And it was to the point where both boats were so full, they began to what? Sink. They got them to shore. There's a lot of money in fish. I watch that one fishing channel sometimes, and they tell you how much one fish even today brings. It's amazing. So all of a sudden, there's a lot of money in those boats, a lot of fish. But when this happened, Simon Peter changed a little bit, didn't he? What did he do? It says he fell down at the knees of Jesus. And he said something interesting. He asked Jesus to do what? What's that? Go away. Isn't that interesting? Go away. I was listening to some others speak on this, and they mentioned about our churches. You know, as you drive up to the church, we see what on the top? The cross. And if everybody really understood their need for the Savior, this church would be full, wouldn't it? The cross does two things. One, it provides hope. Isn't that why you're here? The hope in Christ, to be refreshed, to be restored, to know what the Savior's done for you and your love for Him. It's a blessing to come. And others, they just want to get away. The guilt of their sin and being confronted with it, they want nothing to do with the church. And so they stay away. So he says to him, just get away. I don't deserve to be in your presence. There's a saying there, and we hear it a lot in the Bible. It says what? Don't be afraid. Now, you can test, but the scholars say that that little phrase is in the Bible 365 times. What do you think about that? That might cover the year for you, right? Don't be afraid. So every day, you don't have to be afraid. And something's going to change. He says, you might be a professional fisherman, and I've shown you something that you doubted, and you received a blessing. Did you know when you follow what the Lord wants you to do in your life, you will receive a blessing? How many have received a blessing? When you receive Jesus Christ, you received eternal life with Him. What a better blessing. You received a blessing. And when you get there, it'll be more than you ever thought. But he said, Simon, I'm going to do something. I'm going to make you a fisher of what? Of men. These disciples were fishermen, professional, based on what was done, left everything and did what? Follow Jesus. That's a lot of money they left. Their father Zebedee probably made out pretty good. They didn't even stay. They picked up their stuff and they left. And they followed him. Would you like to be fishers of men? Not too sure. What did it say in Isaiah? And what's it say in the song? Who shall I send? Who will go? What's your answer? Are you there? So here's what we're going to do. How many got a bulletin this morning? You raise it up. So we're going to practice something. First thing I want you to do, I don't care, left, right, back, front, trade bulletins. Unless you wrote on yours, ask for it back. You don't want to touch them because of COVID? Okay, that's fine. What I want you to do this week, which you just practice, is to give your bulletin to somebody this week and say, here is where I go to church, and I'd like you to come next week. You don't have to share the gospel. You don't have to go through a track. You simply give your bulletin away. If you want to, write down the names or see if there's an extra, if you're going to be praying or sending cards out. But give it away. Will you do that? If you would you just commit that? Just raise your hand and you'll do that. And invite somebody. And let's see. Maybe we get some visitors coming. Fishers of people. And this is the way to do it. Amen.